What makes something weird, wonderful, or obscure?
Well, it's a lot of things that I wasn't able to include in my first book, which was called 100 Things to Do in Indianapolis Before You Die. That was very focused on the big activities to do around town. This book focuses more on sort of the offbeat activities, but also some interesting stories from the city's history, some stories about some of our unsung heroes and things like that. So a lot of things that just things that make the city great, but that we just don't know about.
So how did you learn about them?
I did a lot of research. I have been writing about Indianapolis for about 15 years. So some of it is things I picked up along the way, and other things I found in very old library books that nobody had checked out for 30 years. And I also just chatted with a lot of people. So it was a fun process.
Since you've been writing about the city for 15 years, were there places that maybe 15 years ago were weird, but today they're wonderful?
I think that the Indiana Medical History Museum has really become more widely known in the last couple of years. A lot of people come up to me at book events and say, oh, I bet you don't know about this place, and I know what's coming next, and it's always the Indiana Medical History Museum.
What was the biggest find for you?
My favorite story is one about Martin Van Buren, and it relates to a plaque that sits on the side of the road in Plainfield. And the story is that in the early years of Indianapolis, we were hugely dependent on the National Road. And during Martin Van Buren's presidency, the federal funding for that road dried up. So a couple years later, he's out of office. He's trying to drum up support for another run of the presidency. And he decides to go on tour on the National Road. Well, when he got here, the people in Plainfield decided that they would get even with him for not continuing that federal funding. So they bribed his carriage driver to go careening down a hill and over a huge set of roots of an elm tree. And Martin Van Buren went tumbling head over heels out of his carriage into a giant mud puddle. And that story made national headlines, which was not the kind of coverage that he wanted at the time. So you can still go see the plaque that they placed next to that elm tree. The original elm tree has died, but they did plant a new tree there. So you can still go visit the spot where Martin Van Buren had his little mishap.
Just watch your step.
Yes, exactly.
What tips might you have for someone who wants to explore, no matter where they go, to find those weird, wonderful, unusual places?
Sure. Well, I spent a lot of time exploring the resources of places like the Indiana Historical Society and Indiana Landmarks. For example, Indiana Landmarks does an amazing tour of Monument Circle, and it's completely free, and you don't even have to register. You just show up. And I took that tour thinking that I would know everything that was going to be talked about, and I learned a ton of things from that tour. So I would just look for those kinds of unexpected tours where you might discover things that you just have been walking by all the time but never really noticed.
Is there another city that you're looking to explore in the future?
Well, I go back and forth to London a lot because I have friends there, but no, not really. I'm very focused on writing about Indianapolis and sharing all the wonderful stories here.